Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday night visit experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. He is here. Let us hear him now.
All right. Yes, indeed. Thank you all for coming on the call tonight. And right now, what I would like to say is peace and blessings to each and every one. And I'm thanking you all for, you know, taking a step forward, because we need to really bring about some positive change in our community. You know, even today I was, viewing on news that was basically saying that, you know, there was another gang problem that happened where, a person was being robbed and murdered and things of that sort. And, our kids are getting caught up into all kind of crazy things that they don't need to. So these are some things that we need to look at and start to say, hey, how can we stop this? You know, not only can we put together different programs that could bring about some positive change, but also we can actually deal with it from a spiritual perspective as well. Because back in 2010, when we had a very serious problem with a lot of the kids that were, you know, in gang wars here in the New York area, we actually started around 2008, and then in 2010, we were able to end it. But the bottom line is that, you know, the icing on the cake was that we were able to, you know, deal with it from a spiritual perspective as well. And all I can say to you is that in coming together in prayer, and coming together and visualizing and affirmations and things like that, and also in meditation, we can actually see a big change in some of the negativity that's affecting us as a people. And these are things that, you know, we don't have to be victims of as a community. We can be the game changers ourselves to bring about some positive change. We just have to start to utilize our ability that God has blessed us with. And once we start to realize that we have this ability and start to see that these are some things that can really come about, that's when they will come about. But without us actually moving forward and trying to deal with things from that perspective, it's going to make it very difficult. So all I can say at this point is that we do need to see what we can do. And once we start to see that and start to believe that and know that we have the ability to really step up to the plate and make some great and wonderful and awesome changes in our community, that's when those changes are going to come about. But if we don't actually start to really get into it, we won't see those changes. And that's the thing. If we're just going to sit on the sideline and complain and say, woe is me and all that kind of stuff, why is this happening in my community? Why is this happening to me? No, you know, you don't have to be a victim, you know, of what Satan is trying to do in regards to keeping our community down and out. We can actually bring about some positive change. We can actually bring about some positive things that can come through in our community and be some serious game changers. But the bottom line is you have to believe it. And once you start to believe that you have the ability to bring about some positive change spiritually, that you are a God being that has the ability to awaken to your true identity and start to really reach out and be a game changer in your community and even in your own life, that's when you're going to start to see these things come about. Because this is no joke. I wish we all could, you know, come together in unity and deal with this, you know, and we can. The thing about it is we have to start to open our hearts and minds to the fact that these are some things that can truly come about. And once we start doing that, that's when it can really happen. Without us even reaching out to try to do this, then it's going to be rough. But we need to at least want to try. Because I'll never forget when I first started coming back into this. And we were dealing with actually, you know, with a group of us. We were doing the meditation. We were doing the prayers. And we were trying to see what we could do to start to end the gang wars. In the first month, you know, in dealing with this, there was no murders, which was good, you know. And what ended up happening, I had a senator and a county legislator that wrote me some awards for getting back involved into this and seeing what I could do to bring about some positive changes. And I was really glad to see that. But the bottom line was that it was just showing that these are things that we can really do. These are not things that can might happen or maybe happen, but these are things that can really happen. But without us getting involved with it and feeling that it can happen, that's where we run into the tragedy that's affecting our community today. And another thing that's really important, too, is looking at the music that we're listening to. And you're talking about, you know, Master Charlie coming up with a good idea on how to brainwash and keep our people thinking in the negative perspective or the negative mindset. The thing about even that is that we have to forget about the nigger hate music of wanting to kill each other, wanting to hate each other, wanting not to do any business with each other. All these negative things, unfortunately, are things that are in this crazy music that's telling us that we should do, not to work with each other, not to trust each other, not to, you know, do anything but kill each other. All this kind of crazy stuff. What we should do is hate each other. Why would we want to listen to music like that? But yet, when I'm in parks or sometimes just walking down the street and I see people in their cars blasting their music really loud, and they got this crazy music that they're blasting, talking about how we should hate niggers and how we should want to kill niggers and all this kind of crazy stuff. And I'm like, wow, these guys are getting paid well to actually have this kind of music being played. You know, because you say, well, why would you want to play music that's going to, you know, have a negative effect on your community? It doesn't make any sense for you to do that. Why are you doing that, brother or sister? Why are you doing that? And they're like saying, what, are you kidding? I'm making $300,000, $500,000 a year. I'm making $1 million a year, and you want me to stop making this kind of money? Are you crazy? I'm going to keep doing this, you know. And sometimes that's where you find people at. Another thing that was really surprising, too, was even at that time period when we came back that first month on the radio and dealing with getting people to come together and do the prayer and meditation with us to stop the gang wars, I even had a sister, you know, who, you know, called me and everything, and she was like saying, hey, why are you wasting your time trying to help to save the lives of these kids? If that's their karma where they need to be killed, then there's nothing wrong with that. Let them just get their asses killed because they shouldn't be doing that stuff, running around with guns and crazy stuff. Why would you want to stop them from being killed? And I was like, what? You know, I couldn't even believe a sister would come out of her mouth and say that, because what that's saying is that our children's lives do not matter. You know, if they die or get killed, whether it's us killing each other or whether it's racist white people killing each other, keep killing our people, or racist white police officers or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. Just let it happen. If they get killed, that's their karma, so let them get killed. No, we don't do that to one another. Just let that kind of stuff happen. What we do is look at really turning things around and starting to get rid of the crazy, insane frown that, you know, we find in our community today. We shouldn't have a feeling that our children's lives don't matter. We shouldn't have a feeling that we don't even want to get involved in helping our community or our family or people in general. These are things that we all should have within our hearts and minds, an open heart and mind that says, you know what, I do care about what happens to my people. I do care about what happens to my family. I do care about us, and I want to make sure that we can improve the situation that is happening to us. And this is something that we all should feel, not just two or three of us out of 100 people. It should be something that all of us are very glad to step up to the plate and see what we can do to bring about positive change in our community. So one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is how can we come together to actually do this. And once we start to see that, then we're going to be able to really bring about some great, awesome, and amazing change, because we have the ability. Again, you guys are God beings, whether you believe it or not. Even Jesus said something that was, you know, kind of almost threw me out my chair and almost fell out my chair when I heard it. But the bottom line was that he was saying, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And that is an awesome and powerful statement, because Jesus is a son of God that has been ordained with the power to be a mighty God himself. And basically what he was able to do, again, was resurrect the dead. He was also able to give vision back to the blind. He was able to help people that were on their deathbed dying and he gave them life again, you know, before they were getting ready to leave their bodies. So these were some things that he was able to do. Not only just that, but he was even able to walk on water. He was able to disappear and reappear. He was able to manifest food out of nowhere. This was not an ordinary person. He was someone that said, I and the Father are one. He was in oneness with God. He was in tune with God. And being that he was in tune with his spiritual father, who was Lord Jehovah, that was something that was very powerful. And all I'm saying is, he's saying that we could do the same thing, but you do have to be in oneness with God. You do have to be in harmony with God. And if you can become in harmony, if you can become in oneness with God, then this is where you can tap into your spiritual power that you have as an individual, and you could utilize that power to be a blessing to yourself and also to the lives of others. And that's what I'm saying to you now. We do have this ability. All we have to do is utilize it. Come into oneness with God and being willing to serve God and Jesus and being able to have an open heart and mind and be a blessing to our community. And once we come from that perspective, that's when we're going to start to see a great, great blessing coming to our community. But as long as we're going to be in a state of mind where we don't give a darn whether our kids kill each other, whether white racist police officers are killing our people, whether Ku Klux Klan people are trying to lynch our people up on trees, all these kind of things, we just can't like say, I don't care whether they get killed or lynched or shot or who cares. We can't have that kind of thinking pattern. We have to care about our people, because in us caring about our people, we'll be able to create a wonderful opportunity for us to live in, not in slavery, not in negative circumstances that will affect us in a negative way. So let's us think from a more positive perspective, where we're trying to really open our hearts and minds and fill it with love of God and love of Christ to want to bring about positive change in our lives. And once we start to do that, we're going to see some serious and awesome and amazing change come about. But it's very difficult for change to come about if we don't even want to step up to the plate and do anything about it. And the other thing that, you know, we need to also see is not only the fact that we need to be about getting ready to do something to bring about some positive change for ourselves and our people, but also the fact that with us knowing that we are God beings and we start to tap into our God-given power and then we start to come together in unity, it's not even a question about whether we can be a blessing for our community. We definitely can. And the thing about it is we've been told that we can't do these things. We've been told that it's impossible for us to really accomplish great, you know, and wonderful, you know, things for ourselves. But you know what? That is not true. The truth of this is that we do have the ability, we do have the power, and that we can bring about positive change. And the only thing that is troubling is that sometimes when you've been lied to for about 450 years, being told that you're a limited person, you're not even a full human being, you're somewhat of a human being, but not the fullness of it. All these different lies we've been told, you know, and, you know, we're not capable of making airplanes and making, you know, jets or, you know, making cars or, you know, different things like that. We were just very limited people, so we don't have the chance or the opportunity. All of that is lies. Because as I stated before, I'll never forget when Dr. Jeffries spoke about him bringing a group of people to Egypt. Because Egypt is not the Middle East, it's Africa. And they even tried to change that from being known as being a part of Africa by calling it the Middle East, because they didn't even want you to associate yourself with that. And the thing about it is they even brought a large population of white people into Africa and Egypt. And the reason why was because the Egyptians had huge amount of great knowledge and wisdom of could be done. And one of the things that Dr. Jeffrey spoke about, which was really amazing, he said that when he went into one of the pyramids, there was a painting on the wall there that showed a rocket ship that was shooting through space, and this was where black people were in that position where they were in that spaceship flying from planet Earth and going out into the universe to other planets. And it was like, wow, that's deep, you know. You mean to tell me our people were doing that? And because we've been lied to for so long, being told that we didn't have the mental capability of doing things like this, but hundreds of thousands of years ago, our people were in this mindset and had the ability to create spaceships and to create planes and different things like that, which were, you know, some of the things that they were involved with. But the bottom line was that we were told that, oh, no, 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 you guys were from Africa. No, no Africans could ever do anything like that. And then the other thing is, when you really look at another big lie that was told to us, we were told that Jesus was a white man. And in reality, Jesus was a black man. And it even states that in the Bible. And once in a while, you'll even hear white people admit it themselves that Jesus was black. Now, the bad thing about that, white people don't want you to think, wow, here you got white folks that are saying that we're so inferior, but look at that. They're on bended knee praying to Jesus, and they're praying to a black man. They don't want you to even conceive of that, because that's saying, like, what? A black person spiritually was able to be the Son of God? Are you serious? And yes, he was. And yes, Jesus says that you have the ability to do great spiritual and amazing things as well. But again, the bottom line is we have to reawaken ourselves from the lies of Satan and start to awaken ourselves to the truth of God, that Jesus was black, you're black, and guess what? You have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. Spiritually. And even Jesus said that when he said that the things I do, you can do and even more. And not only did Jesus say that, but even Lord Jehovah, his father, said, you are made in the likeness and in the image of God. That is another powerful statement that the Lord had said. And in him saying that, the bottom line is that he's trying to tell you that you are God being. You are not a limited human being that only could do very little. Those are all lies. The truth is that you have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. But we've been lied to for so long that when someone tells you that you can do some of the things that Jesus did, it's almost like, what? You think that I could do? Are you kidding? I can't never do nothing like, and you can do it. But the bottom line is, when you've been lied to for 450 years, you know, that's not a week or two. That's a long time. But the bottom line is you can overcome those lies by starting to come out of the negative thinking mindset and bring yourself into the positive thinking mindset and know that you are truly a son or daughter of God. And that's what Jesus was stated as. He was stated as being a son of God, but he is also a mighty, mighty God. He's not just a spiritual person on the sideline that did X, Y, and Z. He was the Son of God, and he is a mighty, mighty God. All right? And being that he is a very mighty God, he has to ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things for us. But the only problem is many of us have a hard time relating to the fact that we have that ability, even though God said we had it, even though Jesus said we have it. You know, Satan has really seized the minds of a lot of our people, and I understand why. You got music that's being played against you to brainwash you to see yourself in the negative. You got, you know, a society that's constantly saying that you're incapable people, you know. So all these negative things that are being said towards us and to us, you know, we just need to overlook them and look at the truth of what Jesus and God have said, that we are God beings that have God-given power within us, and all we have to do is activate that power. And once we activate it, we'll be able to do some awesome and amazing things, not only just to help ourselves, because that should not be the purpose of why we're getting this God-given power, because you will not receive it if you're going to be a person that's just thinking about helping yourself. You have to not be selfish, but you have to be a person that's not reaching out to take advantage of one another, but reaching out to be a blessing to one another. And once we come into that space, that's when we're going to be able to replace all of this negativity that we face today. And we'll start to see a new reality pouring into our lives, because that's what it's really all about, us being able to come into a new way of seeing life today with us as not just people that are struggling to try to make things happen, but people that can truly, truly make things come about. Because, again, we are sons and daughters of God that have the ability to bring some great, awesome, and amazing things about. Yes, indeed. So all I can say at this point, what I would like to do is give some people an opportunity to give some feedback on some of the things that we spoke about. And, you know, it would be nice if you could, you know, elaborate on how you feel about what is being said. Do you feel, you know, that we are those God beings? Do you feel that we can overcome and get some great, awesome, and amazing things done? Or do you feel that we're just stuck in a rough situation as we've been lied to for 450 years and you just want to go along with Master Charlie's lies that he's been telling you? But in either case, let me know what you think, and we'll take it from there. 347-622. Please pick up your phone and give us some feedback on what you think.
Okay. I'm so happy to join your show. I am really enjoying your program. This is Sadie, and I listen to what you're saying, and it's about time we grab the bull by the horns and take responsibility for our actions. So what you're saying, no more passing the blame to people, but each of us can do something, contribute somehow in helping in the community. I am enjoying your program, caller. You're on point with what you're saying. Not caller, but host, Mr. Bridges. I am really enjoying what you're saying. Spiritually, it's about time we apply our spiritual selves to the things that we are doing. This is no better time than this special year, this present time. We are entering into a really deep spiritual phase whereby we're going to see spiritual warfare. So we got to be spiritually equipped and able to be successful in the things that we are doing. We must take time to attend our spiritual self and to see the power that lies within. What you're saying is true. We walk with Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua, and we feel the strength and that we are empowered with when we follow his laws and his precepts. This, as is said, greater things we can come to do just as the Christ himself was able to have great miracles. So yes, I truly believe once we get together spiritually, within spirit and truth, we could move mountains, we could make a better life for ourselves and our community, and yes, we would try as best as possible, each and every one, to do something productive so we could contribute to what we are saying. So no more word of mouth, chit-chat here and there, but let us take action into doing some things that we know are possible when we get together within spirit and truth. So this is my contribution to your conversation, Mr. Bridges.
Well, thank you so very much, my sister. You know, I do appreciate what you have said because it's very powerful to acknowledge the fact that we are God beings that do have the power to do some great, awesome, and amazing things. And even though the brainwashing has been there, whether it's through just dealing with a school system, whether it's dealing with music, whether it's dealing with a whole bunch of other things that have really tried to keep us in that down and out mindset. But for our people, as a people, to come out of all of that negativity and start to see their true identity, that's going to be great. And I'm glad to see that you are on board in knowing the truth and that there are other people out here that are actually mindful of who they really are and what they can really do. So what's happening now is that we just need to come together with those that are and then train and open the minds and hearts of others who are open to bringing themselves out of that negativity into the positivity. And I believe we're on our way to a brighter day with that. And thank you once again for your positive feedback, my sister. Peace and blessings, peace and love. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 914-227.
If you could open your phone right now, we truly appreciate that as well. And we'll be able to see, you know, what your feedback can be.
Sure. Peace and blessings, Brother Ben. How are you?
All right. And yourself?
Good, good, good. Always a pleasure to be on. So, you know, in reference to unity, spiritual unity, in the Bible, Ephesians 6:12, you know, it reads, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. You know, so that's what we're really dealing with. So it's definitely needed, absolutely needed, and imperative that we deal with this from a spiritual side. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that 90% of our problems are spiritual. So we must attack it from that spiritual vein to deal with that, to deal with those principalities in high places. That's spiritual, you know, but if we don't dive into the spiritual in the correct manner, then we can't see the spiritual. We can't see the hidden powers, the hidden hand, you know, that actually is pulling the strings, you know. So we definitely need to deal with this on a spiritual vein. And once we deal with the spiritual, you know, the mental, the emotional, the physical, they all fall in place.
Well said, my brother. And I do appreciate you coming on with that because that's very true. You know, this is a situation where we are in dealing with not only just physical problems that we see before us, but this is a spiritual warfare that we're going to be having as well. Because the bottom line is that, you know, we're not just looking at, you know, just some problems that we have to solve, but, you know, once we start to come into acknowledging our true reality of who we are and start to tap into our spiritual power, that's when we're going to be able to really see a new reality. And that's the thing. We are like sitting on the sideline when we could be utilizing our ability. Because I'll never forget, once again, I mean, it was really awesome and amazing, you know, what happened. Unfortunately, you know, in Baltimore, there was a serious gang war, and there was a lot of kids that had actually, you know, started killing each other in a gang. And they had just killed five people in the other gang, and the other gang was saying, okay, this is it. We're getting us some machine guns. We're going to go and get these knuckleheads, and we're going to try to kill all of these guys, because their next meeting that they're going to have this weekend is going to be the last meeting that they're going to have. So they were talking about that they were going to go after the other gang and try to get revenge on them for killing five members in their gang, and that they were going to gun down all the members in the other gang. And the thing about it was, a brother from Baltimore called us because he saw this was after, you know, this was like towards the middle or the end of 2010, and we had already ended the gang wars here, and the word had gotten out, and this brother had heard about it. And he said, wow, you know, that's really great that, you know, there hasn't been any murdering for months in the New York area there. And he said, I want to see if you guys could help us out with this over here too. So I said, yeah, well, we could do a prayer and meditation on that and see what we could do. So that's what we did. We did a prayer and meditation. We didn't even go out to Baltimore and talk to the youth and sit down with them for a couple of months or a year or so, nothing like that. We just got together and did a prayer and meditation. And as we were doing the prayer and meditation, the brother got on the phone with us, because we didn't even go out there to Baltimore. We got on the phone with some of his people. He had about five people that he brought on, and we had about 20 people that we had that we were going to do the meditation with them with. So we had about 25 folks all together. But the bottom line was that in dealing with that, what ended up happening was that was on Thursday. And, you know, I never forget, the brother was telling me he grew up in Baltimore and he was a cab driver. So one of the things that he was dealing with was that he said he really couldn't do the meditation with us, but he did do the prayer. And he said the reason why he couldn't do the meditation at that time was because, you know, he was driving his cab and he had, you know, some people in the cab with him. And he said that he would have to, do that, you know, see if he could do that with us later on. I said, okay, well, we're only going to be doing the meditation for about a half an hour. And afterwards, we'll see what we could do. You know, after we do the meditation, you know, you could come on, you know, and tell us what you think, you know, if any positive changes have come about or if anything got worse, you know, or anything, you know, let us know. So he said, okay. So anyway, he said he was driving through after he dropped off the two people that he had during that half an hour that we were doing the meditation. He was driving through the areas where the knucklehead gangbangers hang out, and he said he just wanted to see, you know, if there was any more shooting or anything that was taking place. And he said he couldn't believe it, because he said, well, when he was, you know, even a youngster himself, he said that every time he came through that area, he would always see the knuckleheads hanging out on those street corners, you know, whether they were selling drugs or whether he just had a nice amount of gang members just hanging out. But he said this was the first time he ever drove through that area, you know, during that half an hour when we were doing the meditation and the prayer. And he said he didn't see one person hanging out on those streets. And I said, wow. You know, when he came back and told me that, I said, that's interesting. I said, that sounds like a good sign right there that you didn't see nobody there. So that could mean that things are going to be working out really nice with that. He said, yeah. He said, I hope so, man, because I don't want to see no more, you know, people getting killed. Anyway, what ended up happening that weekend after we did the prayer and meditation, he called me back that Sunday and said, wow, you know, there was supposed to have been some retaliation from the other gang, and they were supposed to go in and try to kill, you know, the people from the other gang, but they didn't do it. I said, wow. I said, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I said, you said that there was nobody hanging out on those streets that day. So I said, I was glad to see that too. He said, yeah, man, that was really something. And then he called me back 2 weeks later, and he told me, it's been 2 weeks, man, and guess what? I said, what? He said, there's still no violence going on here, and I'm really glad to see that the gang wars have come to an end in Baltimore. I said, wonderful, brother. That is great. I'm really glad to see that. That is great. You know, so the ability that we have to end gang wars, to stop racist police officers from killing our people, to end a lot of the negative things that are happening to us, is within our ability. But the only problem is we don't believe that we have that ability. And we need to stop the lies of Satan from flowing through our minds and telling us that we don't have these abilities, because we really do. And once we start to tap into our true ability to end gang wars, to stop the murdering of our people from racist police officers, from stopping, you know, some of the negative things that are happening on this planet, not only to our people, but to people in general, once we start to see things from a positive perspective, we can truly, truly end a lot of what we see that is really bringing about a lot of negativity to our people, because we don't need to have it, and we don't need to believe that we have to stay as victims. We can truly start to see ourselves from a positive perspective. And once we start to see that, then we can really start to see a new reality come about. Okay, so our next caller, 407-394. If you could pick up your phone right now and give us some feedback on what you feel on what we've been talking about thus far, our ability to really bring about some positive change. Like I said, I've seen it already, and I know other people no doubt have seen it as well. So I'm just trying to see how you feel about the fact that we are sons and daughters of God that do have this ability to bring about awesome and magnificent change in our community.
Hey, God bless. Great share.
Yes, indeed. So I just wanted to hear what you had to say, my brother, and get a chance to hear your reaction to what we've been talking about thus far this evening.
Well, first of all, I love what you're doing, man. I just chimed in. I apologize for being a little bit behind schedule, but for the most part, again, I'm all for what you possessing in regards to bringing positive energy in a negative world through the Word of God, because He's the only one that can change and rectify any situation in all of our lives. So I heard some key points and on how you wanted to move forward and how you was praying and meditating and how it how they was getting ready to set up for a gang situation and unfortunately it didn't take place. That was a blessing within itself. So we do know, based on that being said, that prayer is a key element that needs to be definitely reiterated, not just with talk but with action, through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. And so I love what you're doing, man, and again, I am elated to be on this call with you, and just want to see how we can work together to be a blessing, because unity is power.
True that, my brother, and I do appreciate your positive feedback, because once we do start to come together in spiritual unity, we're definitely going to be a great blessing to our community.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, and thank you, my brother, for, again, your positive feedback. Peace and blessings with you, brother. Yes, indeed. 217 right now. 697. 217-697. If you could come back on to the call here with us and give us your, you know, feedback on what you feel, that would be great, because we would like to hear from you and find out what you are feeling in regards to what we've been talking about this evening.
Where are y'all from, Baltimore?
Where am I from, Baltimore? No, we're from New York.
New York City?
Well, actually, I'm in the Westchester area. But okay. What's up?
Mm-hmm. No, boss.
What do you think about what
saying,
we said?
I'm from Chicago, Heartland, Roosevelt and Kenmore, right there in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
I watched people do terrible things. The local bodegas, I mean, I watched what they did to the Miracle Mile over there in Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is you got to have peace in your heart the entire time, right?
It does make a difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you'll die. Well, you'll die if you don't have that. You have to have peace in your heart. Oh, man. I went over in 2012, I went over to Nigeria.
Hmm.
And I served over there for 3 years. And my entire job was saving villages from Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to America, and they're acting the same way.
Hmm.
Is that not strange at all? Now, what they're doing in America is nonsense. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt you. What they're doing in America is nonsense. What they were doing in Africa was lustful. The worst lustful nonsense I've ever seen in my life.
Well,
then I come back to America. Yes, sir.
But these are some things that when you see things from a negative perspective and you're caught up into that, and like you said, you don't have peace or love for the lives of others, then it's easier for you to get caught up into, unfortunately, Satan's negativity, which is to really destroy each other's lives, really try to, you know, take advantage of each other. And these are things that we really shouldn't be doing with each other. We should be here to be a blessing to one another, to reach out to help each other, to reach out and show your caring for one another. You know, because once we can really try to do those kind of things, that's when you're going to find a situation where world peace can really come about. Because if you
That's
got
right.
people that
you've never
you
left
the
country, have you?
If you got people that hate you because you're a Muslim, if you got people that hate you because you're a Jew, if you got people that hate you because you're a Christian, if you got people that hate you because you're black or if you're white, if you got people that are their hearts and minds are so much filled with all this hatred and everything, and they want to kill each other, it doesn't make any sense. If they want to really
have
take
you ever
advantage
left this
of
country?
You, oh, yeah.
He's trying
to
say
Ghana. I've been to Caribbean islands. I've been to quite a few places. You know, I've been to Europe before. But the bottom line is that, you know, when you go to these different locations and see things, you know, and not only just that, but when you look at the history of things that are happening right now, you know, we need to definitely pull ourselves out of that negative mindset and put ourselves into the positive mindset of wanting to help each other, wanting to care about what happens to the lives of each other, reaching out to be a blessing to one another. And that's when world peace can come about, with not only in just our community, but in the whole world community. Because you got people literally starving to death right now as we're talking on this radio show, literally starving to death. You got other people actually killing each other as well. Go ahead. What are we going to say, bro?
Excuse me. The caller mentioned something about having peace in your heart. So how does one get peace in their heart?
How do you go about it? Well, just
one
of the
things for the caller. This is for the caller. The caller has said it.
This is the stuff that I had to learn. I didn't have that in America. I didn't get that in America. You had love for your neighbor in America. You didn't find peace in your heart until you found people and you lived amongst people who lived different ways. I didn't have peace in my heart until I realized that there are different ways to live, and I never want to live the way that they lived. So I came back to America and I kissed the ground. When my plane hit the ground, I kissed the ground.
Oh, so you realize that
peace
America
in your heart.
Was...
Sorry, man.
Yeah, so you realize that America is a much more better place than where you was at?
Which place? That's the whole thing. Is I went to places all over Africa. The most hostile environment I've ever existed in is Eastern Nigeria, and I went through Cameroon into Chad. I was trying to save a village from Boko Haram.
Are you in the military?
No, ma'am. I was dealing with Triple Canopy.
Okay.
They were funded by the Sisters of Serenity.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, that was a Catholic church.
So you say Nigeria is the most wickedest country that you ever been to?
No, the worst country I've ever been to was Cameroon.
Cameroon, in Africa, though?
Yes, I've been to Africa, yes. The Congo was close. If I went to Libya and I had $500, I could buy a person. All right? This is the stuff that Americans don't hear.
I disagree with that. I mean, maybe, I disagree with that. Maybe the host can tackle that.
Well, right now, what I will say on this, right now, what I will say on this, though, is this, that there's definitely a lot of, you know, negativity that's going on in different parts of the world, whether we're talking about Europe, whether we're talking about Africa, whether we're talking about, you know, Caribbean islands, you know, different things are happening where you're seeing people being taken advantage of, whether it was the time of slavery, whether you're talking about the time of even in the present where you got, you know, racist police officers killing our people. You have different things that are happening that aren't correct. And it doesn't just happen in Africa. It doesn't just happen here in the United States, but it's happening around the world. And the thing about it is, you know, the beautiful thing that really was a blessing to me, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not even going to try to take the credit for this, but I'm just going to give the credit to Jesus for what he said. Jesus came to us in a meditation, and when Jesus came to us in the meditation, he told us and said, listen, if you can open your heart and mind to allowing the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ to come into entering into your minds and to allowing yourself to do that, what will happen is you're going to see some positive change come about. And one of the things that you're saying, the peace in yourself, you know, to really have that is good. But what Jesus was saying
heart.
Is one of the most powerful forces in the universe is the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ. And he said, by you opening
your
minds and
about
focusing
Jesus
on seeing the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ going into these knuckleheads that want to kill each other, he said what he would do is cleanse their minds of the desire and their hearts of the desire to kill one another. And he said he would end the gang wars from us doing that with our meditation groups to focus on seeing that happening. And when he said that, I almost fell out my chair because I said, wow, we could do that with meditation, focus on the divine love of God and Christ and see that in these gangbangers and all of that, and we could see some positive things come about. I said, that would really be great, man. And anyway, what we ended up doing for about 2 weeks, we had in the different schools, we had our meditation groups, and we focused on seeing the divine love of God and Christ going into these gangbangers and ending these gang wars. And we also did that with the situation in Baltimore as well. And we were able to end the gang wars that happened. So Jesus wasn't just talking out the side of his mouth, just saying the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ is about the two most powerful forces that you could use to end these gang wars. These are things that we need to do. But the bottom line is when you got knuckleheads whose hearts and minds are caught up into Satanic's desire to kill and destroy each other and take advantage of each other, whatever you tell them, no matter how positive it is, it's just going to go in one ear and come out the other. But when you visualize and see the divine love of God in Christ going into these people, Jesus said himself he would reach into their minds and hearts and pull all of that negativity out of them. And in that coming about, that's what brought the gang wars to an end. And that's what we can do again. Utilize the formula of Christ Jesus' spiritual ability and power that he was sharing with us to really bring about some positive change. So right now, what we're going to do is go to another caller, and that number is 347-404. Yeah, pick up your phone and, you know, give us some feedback on some of the things that we've talked about thus far. And if you could share with us what you're feeling, that would be great. And we can get a chance to hear what you are thinking in regards to the things that we've been talking about.
I must apologize. I came in before around 7:02, then I had to leave, and then I came back maybe just a few minutes ago. I was in the middle of stuff. What's the topic, mm-hmm. and what are we talking about, if you don't mind?
Okay, well, we've been talking about our ability to actually bring about positive change in our communities. And not only just positive change, but realizing who we are in regards to being able to bring about these positive changes spiritually. Because a lot of things that we have been confronting physically and not really getting the maximum amount of change to come about, what we really need to do is focus on dealing with it from a spiritual perspective. And once we start to deal with it from a spiritual perspective, we'll have a better opportunity to see that come about. And it's not just a theory of something that could possibly happen. What we were talking about is that we've also seen, you know, some great results come out of this when we actually applied our spiritual ability to bring about some positive change. And that's what we're talking about now. Not only what might be able to happen or what maybe can happen, but what definitely can happen by utilizing the spiritual power of God that dwells within us to bring about positive change, to end a lot of the negativity that we see happening in our community and in the world community. So that's basically what we've been talking about.
I got you. I mean, I've been getting a lot of, peace, by the way, peace to everyone. Peace, love, and harmony and everything. And let's all come together to start. I've been getting a lot of information from all walks of life, you name it, because I stay open. And, that's what the spirit does. To me, I could just speak for myself. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to be said. It's just, I just find it where it starts. What I'm learning is one of the things, it starts from the law library, you know. You got to educate yourself. That's it. You got to educate yourself with the law library, read some books, to figure it out.
Y'all want to hear a fun one?
Huh?
Y'all want to hear a fun one? I used to be a legal defense counselor.
There you go.
You guys have Google handy? Yeah. Warren V., the District of Columbia, 1981. The law enforcement agents do not have to apply law to anybody unless there's special circumstance. Unless there's a special relationship. They allowed three women to get violated, beaten, and robbed. And when they sued, when they did not respond. At what point? You know what I mean? At what point? You have to be a cynic to have the sense of humor that I have. This is nonsense. We're people. We are animals. Because I guarantee you are not a plant or a fungus. So you're an animal. We're animals out here. We're out here acting like we understand what's going on. Nobody knows what the hell is going on. That's why you have to have fun with it. You have to understand it and the respect of what it actually earned. This stuff that we try to make sense of. Don't be terrible. That's all. That's the commandment of Jesus. Don't be terrible. Don't be a terrible human being.
Okay.
So most of us still choose to do that.
There we go. We call it, call him, her, whatever we want. And that's what I was just getting into. Like, you know, I listen to all these stuff, all these information. I speak with all these folks. And, you know, like, you ever heard of the guy, Polite?
Who?
Polite.
Yeah, I heard of him. What about him? I heard of him.
Okay. To me, he makes a lot of sense over a lot of folks. What does that mean? It means you still got to do your research. You still got to educate yourself. You know, it comes down to the law library, just like what this gentleman just said about you do what? You're what you did back in the day?
I was a legal defense counselor for 5 years in Chicago, Indianapolis, and Duval County, Florida.
God bless you, man. See, we need that. You know what I mean? That's exactly my point. My point is, you know, there's like so much information out there that could choke a horse and you get lost and then you get awoken and then you go back to sleep and then, you know, it's the same thing. When was it? I think a day or two ago I was talking. We need guidance, man. We need a lot. I'm for it.
No, hold on. I disagree with that completely.
Okay.
You know why?
Tell me.
At some point, you have to differentiate yourself. If you're going to be the sheep, you're going to be the sheep. At some point, if you're going to become a man, you have to be the shepherd. You can't follow all the time. That stuff will destroy your heart. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah?
Is that fair?
That's more than fair. So if I tell you my doctrine or my beliefs, would you believe me?
Sure, I'm happy to listen.
Well, so I'm glad you're happy to listen, because right now we're getting ready to go on to the next caller, because we do have a few more callers that are on the call with us. And I do appreciate you guys' input and feedback on what you said, and now we're getting ready to move on. What's the next number? 347-880. If you could pick up your phone right now and give us some feedback on the things that we've talked about thus far, we would appreciate that. And that would be great to have you contribute your feelings on what we've been talking about thus far. What's that number again? 347-880. If you could pick up your phone right now, that would be great, and give us some feedback on what you feel on the things that we've talked about thus far. All right. Well, it sounds like we got a serious listener there. Okay, so basically at this point, what we're going to do, we do have our commercials, and we're going to allow our commercials to come on board with us at this time. And then for you guys that would like to participate, not only in, you know, our talking about this, but we're going to do a prayer and meditation towards the end of this program as well. So if you'd like to participate with us, stay on board. And after the commercials, we are definitely going to move forward and see about making some great and wonderful things happen. So you guys, get ready for the commercials. We're getting ready.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Huh? Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamston.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye, salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem, you did.
I am Geronimo Beals, off the deep end, getting blessings, Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, call into 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-7000. 6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910-488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah, we'd like to remind you, public service announcements, that the Positive Change PC.com, PositiveChangePC.com, Positive Change PC.com is still available for you to go on to the website and fill out and sign the petition. The petition is to support the black farmers who did not get subsidized for the last 20 years. When there was a disaster in farming, the government subsidized the white farmers and the black farmers did not get subsidized. And now they're going on forward, and they're going to have solar farming. And we want to make sure that the black farmers get to participate in the solar farming, which will be government-funded and government-subsidized. So please, sir, ma'am, go to positivechangepc.com and sign the petition. We want to remind you as well that the MyNY Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, N-E-O, N-E-O, .org, myprojectneo.org, the self-finance reparations program is up and well. You can invest from $8 to $100,000, and you can be subsidized in investing in your family, because this money will be there for y'all for years and years to come and can help to establish millionaires in our black community as well, if you process and function correctly in the structure. It would definitely benefit you and your family. So we want you to go to MyNY Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, N-E-O, N-E-O, .org, O-R-G, M-Y-P-R-O-J-E-C-T, N-E-O, N-E-N-E-O, .org, O-R-G, sign up and participate. And the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, that comes on every Friday night, 7 to 9, 347-857-1311, the same telephone number. They are offering within the self-preparation program, there's an application there as well. After you signed up and you get blacklisted, your business, your intellectual idea, and you need investment money, anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000, you can go on myprojectneo.org. You go on into the reparations program, you sign up, you get blacklisted, your company, your intellectual idea, an opportunity that you want, that a business that you want to get into that would be helpful to the community, that would bring jobs to our community. We're willing to help you and finance you and get you going. And you can definitely do that by going to that website. Then once you get blacklisted from the self-preparations program, once you sign up and get blacklisted, then you can go into the application and sign up for funding for your business as well. You can also email me at revron, the number 11, at gmail.com, revron, the number 11, at gmail.com, revron11 at gmail.com. Email me your questions, email me your requests, email me what your needs are. You can also call us at 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007. Thank you so much. And now we're going to return to our programming as we begin to discuss spiritual unity and meditation.
Okay, thank you, my brother, for sharing that information. And also, I'm glad that everyone had a chance to hear the commercials that were on as well. And right now, we do have a few people that actually that can come on the call. That's 571-264, 571-264. If you could pick up the phone and give us some feedback on what you've heard thus far, you know, that we've been speaking about, that would be great to hear back from you. And you can let us know what you feel in regards to what we've been talking about. I'm sorry. 571-264. Are you there? 571-264. Hello. Well, sometimes people like to just be listeners, and no problem with that. But you could unmute yourself, then you could come on the call and give some feedback. But if you're having a problem with that and can't do it, then we'll move on to the next person. Okay, so now, who's that next one? Okay, so right now, what we're looking at is some of the things that we we'll be discussing at this segment of our show. And one of the things that we're looking at is just as we were able to bring about some positive change in ending gang wars in the past, you know, being that the gang wars have started back up again, these are things that we can also bring to an end again. And the thing about it was that it was done physically through common sense, you know, steps that were taken, because we went into schools and we talked to the youth, and we also, you know, had an opportunity where we would have different, you know, people that were politicians and things come as well, mayors and different people, congressmen, senators, and they would even come and speak to the youth at the different schools on our program, and that was really good. And we also had some very dynamic speakers that, you know, were ex-gangbangers that were telling you you shouldn't be in there anymore, you know, allowing this kind of crazy stuff to happen, because not only are you putting your life at risk, but you're also the people that you have as your best friends or your girlfriend or whatever. You know, these are things that, you know, could actually even destroy their lives as well. So these were things that, you know, really woke up a lot of them, and they did bail out of the gangs, which was good. But there was still a percentage of them that was like saying, no, no, I don't care what you guys got to say. I'm staying with this gang, and I'm going to, you know, keep doing this until we can prove to everybody that we're the biggest and baddest gang, and I don't care if I got to kill 10 or 20 people. The bottom line is we're going to be the biggest and baddest gang. And people that are in that kind of mindset, they do not have any love or peace in their hearts and minds towards one another. They are just, you know, looking at things from a selfish perspective and want to prove to everybody that they can, you know, really be the baddest gang in Brooklyn or in Harlem or in the Bronx or Mount Vernon and different places, you know, around in the New York area. And, you know, the good thing about it was, like I said earlier, when Christ did come to us and tell us that the divine love of God in Christ, focusing on envisioning that in their minds and hearts and seeing that I am taking that negativity out of their minds and hearts to want to kill and destroy each other, he said, we can end the gang war with that. And I was like, wow, that sounds really good, you know. And when we did get together with the different meditation groups and we focused on that, 2 weeks afterwards, the gang wars did end in 2010. And some of you might say, oh, come on, man, that ain't true, that ain't true. I got so many awards for that, from mayors, from senators, congressmen. I got awards from county legislators. It was, you know, and I'm not saying that to be bragging. I'm just saying to show you that these were things that really happened. I'm not talking out the side of my mouth. I'm telling you the truth of what actually occurred. And that was a spiritual perspective of what happened, because it could have took us maybe to get the hard-head knuckleheads that didn't want to listen to our speakers. And, you know, we even had a group of mothers. There was about six or seven mothers whose kids had died in the gang wars, and they had gotten up into different schools, into the auditoriums, and spoke to these kids about why they should stop, you know, killing each other, because not only are you just killing that individual, but you are also destroying the community and destroying families. So you need to stop that. And when they got up on stage and all of them finished speaking, they were all crying up on stage. And I was like, wow, that's pretty powerful. And then when I looked around, you know, in the auditorium, I saw a lot of the students crying as well. And I said, good, they got the message. They really got the message. And they know that this is not the right thing to do, because you're destroying families as well as that individual that you just shot and killed. So these are things that are really important for us to really start to focus on, to be able to see that we have the ability to really bring about some positive change from a spiritual perspective. And I know that for some of us, it's not that easy for us to see that, because we're so used to doing things from the physical perspective. And whether it's getting, you know, the police involved or different things, or, you know, a justice system that is very unfortunately corrupt against black people, you know, what we're looking at is bringing in a whole nother vibration of spirituality to allow ourselves to set ourselves free from a lot of the negativity that we see. And that's one of the reasons why I know that through spirituality, we can truly set ourselves free, but we have to utilize that spiritual power and start to bring ourselves up to a higher state of consciousness, in knowing that by utilizing the divine love of God, we can definitely end a lot of the madness and insanity that we see that's going on here in this country and around the world. And the beautiful thing about it, I do, once again, give thanks unto God and Christ for sharing that spiritual formula of what we could do to end the gang wars, and it worked. And now we can utilize that same spiritual formula once again and start to see that we can create a new reality, not only for our community, but for the world community, because these are things where without the divine love of God that's in Christ, that's in your mind and heart, and your mind and heart is filled with Satan's hatred, and that's all you want to do is to destroy and kill one another and to try to take advantage of one another. And these kind of things have been going on for years, you know, and we can end this, but from a spiritual perspective. Because if you're going to look at things from a, what they call it, they don't even call it politics anymore. They call it politricks. And the reason why they call it politricks is because so many people lie about what they're going to do to bring about help and different things. And I never forget having a meeting with a mayor one time, and he was even telling me, he said, listen, there's only two types of mayors here in the United States. He said, a nice mayor is a mayor that's going to just steal a small amount of money from your particular city. A bad or negative mayor is going to be trying to reach out to steal huge amounts of money from the city so that he could put that in his wallet. And these are things that they shouldn't be focusing on doing. And I was like, wow. I said, are you kidding? He said, all these mayors are doing that nationwide. He said, I go to these national mayor meetings, and that's what a lot of us are talking about, how much money we got out of, you know, the city for this year and things of that sort. And I'm like, wow, so you guys are sharing that kind of information with one another? He said, oh, yeah, man, people do this on a regular. So when people are focused on getting in that political position so that they could get their foot in the door to get money out of the city, you know, whether it's, you know, a few hundred thousand instead of a few million. But the bottom line is, even if they're only getting 20 or 30 or 50,000, the bottom line is that that's not really what politics is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about a person coming into that position to help the people in that community. And that's one of the reasons why they call it politics now, because so many lies are being told about what a person says he's going to do, and then they don't do it. But anyway, when you're dealing with it from a spiritual perspective, you're taking it to a whole nother level. And the only problem with that is that we've been told that we don't have the ability to take it to a spiritual perspective. And that's Satan's lie. Satan's lie is here to tell you that you cannot do anything spiritual to bring about positive change. And like I said, if Jesus didn't actually assist me in seeing that this is something that can really happen, I wouldn't even be here talking with you about it now, because I literally had to experience myself physically seeing that we saved the lives of a lot of kids by actually applying what Jesus was telling us to do. And I do thank you, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, for what you said and what you did to really come to us and share that information with us. So now what we want to do, is actually get everyone prepared, because we're going to do an actual meditation, and we're going to focus on ending the violence not only just in our community, but in the world community. And these things can come about, but the only way they could come about is when we start to really believe that we have the ability to project powerful energy out into the world and into the minds and hearts of people in the world so that peace of mind, the love of God can be there. And when you have God's divine love in your mind and heart, that means you're not going to be reaching out to kill or take advantage or be someone that wants to really destroy the life of another person. You're going to be reaching out to be a blessing to a person. You're going to be reaching out to help a person. You're going to reach out to show that your heart is filled with God's love and you care about other people outside of yourself. And once we start to raise our consciousness up to that level and everyone has the divine love of God and Christ in their minds and hearts, world peace will be here. We won't be at each other's throats anymore because of whether it's religion, color of your skin, whether it's the country that you're from or whatever. The bottom line is that that hatred does not need to be there anymore. The God's divine love can now be the dominant energy on planet Earth, and we don't even need to be dealing with that madness and insanity anymore. So anyway, for those of you that would like to participate in this meditation now, and I understand some of us, our hearts are so filled with so much hatred that it's like, what, you want me to meditate and hope for the world peace and hope to end violence in the community? No, man, goodbye, goodbye. I said, okay, well, goodbye. You don't have to stay. I don't expect a person that cannot even believe that we can bring about positive change through spirituality to even be on this call, you know. But if you do believe that we can do and achieve these things, stay with us because we're going to do a meditation and we're going to see positivity coming through so that we can really bring about a new reality for me and you. Watch and see. Not only just for me and you, but for the whole community, for the whole world community, and for our community. So let's start to see that now. Find a comfortable sitting position, and we're going to start off with a prayer. And after we finish doing the prayer, then we're going to go right into three deep breaths, and then we're going to do the meditation. Okay, so here we go. We're starting off with the prayer now.
Let us pray. All mindsets on the Creator. Heavenly, Divine Father, who created heaven and earth, as we come into this prayer and meditation, we ask thy divine vision and spirit upon us that we will see those things in which we can change and those that we can, and we depend on thee, O Father. We're asking you to come on into this situation, O God, that your presence will be in the midst and your power will be placed upon all men, boys, girls, women and men, that there will be a change upon the earth, and the healing will come through that divine order. We thank you and we praise you. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, thank you, my brother, for your powerful prayer. And now, once again, we're going to get ready to find everyone sitting in that comfortable sitting position. And all we have to do now is close our eyes and get ready to move on to higher heights in God and Christ. So let us get ready to do three deep breaths, and then we're going to see about us really going into the meditation, but our minds will be up on high so that we can start to see these goals and dreams truly starting to fly. So let's get ready to go. Our first deep breath, breathe in deep. Our peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out. All stress, anxiety, and tension, let it go, let it go, let it go. Next breath, breathe in deep. And that is your true identity. No longer listening to the lies of Satan, but knowing that you are a true son or daughter of God and breathing out all of Satan's lies and fears and doubts, and knowing that our goals and dreams can truly come about. All right. Last breath, breathe in deep. The God-given power that you have within can truly be activated once you begin to see yourself as a true son and daughter of God, no longer holding on to seeing yourself as a victim of this insane world and Satan's negativity that he's poured into the minds of people left and right. What we need to do is free ourselves from all of that insanity and allow ourselves to rise up and allow the divine love of God in Christ to fill our minds and hearts and breathe out all negative thoughts, all negative feelings, all negative desires. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And now that we have let go of all the negativity, let us start to focus on God's divine love and Christ's divine love and their positivity. Let us start to see it all come about without a doubt. So right now, what I would like you to do is to see a very bright light above your head. And that very bright light is a light that is allowing you to allow that light to enter into your mind. And as it enters into your mind, it is filling your mind with confidence, with knowingness, with faith that you are truly a son or daughter of God that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. For as God said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. He didn't say you are made in the likeness and image of a weak human being. He said you are made in the likeness and image of God, meaning that you are a God being, that you have the ability to do awesome, great, and amazing things in your life. But if you want to just feel that you don't and that you can't bring these great things about, then now is the time to reawaken. No longer holding on to negative thoughts and feelings, letting them all go, but start to see that bright light, reawakening your mind with confidence and knowing that you are a God being. Reawakening to your mind to know that God spoke the God-given truth to you to set you free from all negativity. To reawaken your mind and heart to know that the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ is a very powerful spiritual tool that has ended gang wars, that had taken the minds of people that had dedicated their thinking to destroy and kill each other, and then they stopped. So if these things can come about, you know that God in Christ has the power to do it again, but we have to believe within our minds, within our hearts. And that's the next thing I want you to see, that light of God's divine love and Christ's divine love, not only filling your mind, but also filling your heart, so we can have a brand new start. Starting to see a new reality. So let's vibe on that for a moment. Seeing that light in our minds and in our hearts really powerfully transforming the negativity that we held on to in the past, and know now that that negativity can no longer last. It is all being cleansed and totally erased. And now God's positivity of his divine love and Christ's divine love is filling our minds and hearts and blessing us with a brand new start so that we no longer have to see ourselves as victims of Satan, as those who are in a terrible living situation here on planet Earth, but that we are God-empowered beings that can use our God-given power to be a blessing to the lives of others. So let us right now see that light shining brighter and brighter within our hearts. And as it shines brighter within our hearts, let us also see us getting ready to start a new reality, allowing that light to leave out of our hearts and go out into the world, go out into the minds and hearts of our youth in our community and even in other communities, seeing the negative hatred that people have for wanting to kill each other, for wanting to destroy each other, for wanting to financially take advantage of each other. All of these negative things are now being totally cleansed by the divine love of God in Christ as it enters into their minds and hearts. And just like in the past, they no longer desire to kill each other, because God's divine love and Christ's divine love totally purified that negative desire of Satan to kill and destroy each other. And all of that was removed. It was taken away. And all I could say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, divine love and mercy, allowing us to see a bright new reality where all of that madness can no longer exist, and how God's divine love and Christ's divine love can now be the dominant energy on the planet. And all of our minds and hearts now, we will envision and see not only our youth, but our adults as well. For many of them have guns and machine guns and many different tools of murdering one another. So let us see all of that coming to an end. All the hatred that people have in their minds and hearts, whether it's religion, I hate this person, I wish I could kill them because they're Muslim, because they're a Christian, because they're a Jew, because they're a Rasta, because they're this, they're that, and the other. All of that madness is totally erased from their minds and hearts. And even those that want to hate you because of the color of your skin and want to enslave you and take advantage of you, may their hearts and minds be filled with God's divine love as well. And all of that negative activity of holding on to Satan's negative feelings of destroying people's lives and taking advantage of their lives, may all of that be totally, totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ, no longer allowing that insanity to be, but now allowing a new reality to truly be. And even if you hate people because you're from a different country that they're from, and in the past, that country did something to the people in your country, and now you are feeling that you want to destroy those people and you hate those people. And even if it's that you're in the same country, but you're from different areas or tribes or different locations where you have great and terrible feelings of hatred towards one another, whatever the reason that your hatred exists, may it totally be destroyed. And now your heart is filled with joy, love, and bliss. The divine love of God is there. And the whole planet of planet Earth is now at a whole nother place where we can see a new beginning, a new reality, a new day where all of this negative hatred of Satan has been stripped away and replaced with the divine love of God, the divine love of Christ. Every single person on this planet, minds and hearts, are filled with God's divine love. And even the aliens that live here on this planet beneath the earth that would like to see large portions of our population totally destroyed, may their minds and hearts be filled with God's divine love as well. And may all of that negativity no longer dwell. Humans within aliens from other planets, may all of that negativity no longer exist, and may planet Earth be filled with joy, love, and bliss between the family of humanity and the human race. And all that negativity has now been replaced by the divine love of God. See it, believe it, and know it can come about that this planet does not have to be filled with hatred and anger, and every day people are murdering each other, not once a year or twice a year, but every single day people have been murdering each other day in and day out. And now we see a new reality, a day where no more murdering will come about by our youth, by our adults, no matter what country you're in, no matter how old you are or young you are, no one will be reaching out to kill each other ever again, because God's divine love has truly started to begin to bring about a new reality for us all to see. A planet filled with joy, love, bliss, and a planet filled with good health, good wealth, a planet filled with joy and happiness for all of us to have towards one another. Instead of reaching out to kill and destroy each other, we are now reaching out to help one another. Instead of reaching out to take advantage of each other, we are now reaching out to be a blessing to one another. The entire world has fully changed. The human race has fully replaced all the insanity and negativity that it was dealing with from a regular situation that we could see each and every day. And now all I can say is I am glad to see God's in Christ's new reality, that this whole planet is now filled with joy, bliss, love, and happiness for the human race. And all that negativity of the past has finally been replaced. Let us envision that. Let us see a new reality on planet Earth that we now can truly see as something that will truly be. Know that God in Christ has the power to bring about this new reality. We're talking about raising the consciousness of mankind from being down in the dungeon of Satan's negative feelings and desires. And we are freeing their minds and hearts from the dungeon of hell and bringing it up to the heavenly consciousness of joy, love, and bliss, where now God's divine love and Christ's divine love is filling each and every person's mind and heart, no longer stuck in all that negative jive. Now we're starting to see a new, wonderful, and great reality. Envision it. See it already done in the joy and happiness of planet Earth has finally begun. See it already done, and our victory has been won, that a new reality of planet Earth is here for us all to see, and the murdering and killing of each other will truly, truly fade away. And now we are bringing about a brighter and peaceful brand new day. Let us envision it. Let us see it where the divine love of God and Christ is in the hearts and minds of everyone on this planet. That's right. Everyone on this planet, whether they be young, whether they be old, whether they be the human race or whether they be alien races here, let all of them start to see a brand new reality where we are not looking at murdering each other, but on helping each other, on being a blessing to one another. Let us see it, let us believe it, and we will receive it. Let us see it, let us believe it, and we will receive it. Let us see it, let us believe it, and we truly will receive it. So let us envision it once again. Look into the eyes and hearts of people and know that their hearts and minds are filled with the love of God and the love of Christ. And all that negative hatred, whether they wanted to commit these insanity things to happen that was happening in the past, no longer can exist because it's been totally erased and replaced. And now joy, love, and bliss is here. God's divine love and Christ's divine love has totally cleansed and erased all that insanity totally away. Just see it happening. Just feel it. As it says, see it already done, feel it already done, know it has already been done, that our victory has been won. See it already done, feel it already done, know it has already been done, that our victory has been won. See it already done, feel it already done, know that our victory has been won.
People go. Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But don't worry.
Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is
in control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within your heart.
gotta get better.